She's actually a Maisa Shahaya. About a few weeks ago on my block, Baruch Hashem, Shabbos afternoon, it's like a bungalow colony. Some millions of kids running around. This is not my kid, but I could have seen one of my kids doing this as well. It ended up that somehow Shabbos afternoon, one of the four-year-old boys ended up in a car. No idea how he ended up there, but he's sitting in the middle seat of a car. And I didn't see what happened. My wife told me what happened, so I didn't see how the kid got out or whatever, but it's a great shaila. Are you allowed to sit in a car in Shabbos? Now, it goes without saying, and I don't know what was the case with this specific, you know, kid in this car, but obviously if there's electricity involved and the lights are going to go on, there's a fancy car that is going to trigger a host of electronic issues, then you've got a host of halakhic problems as well. We're talking about the olden days, I don't know, or what we do always when we go out of the car, you know, because sometimes the kids like press all the lights, you turn off all the lights, you know, in the car before you always leave. This way, you know, you press the off button, and this way, if the door opens up, no light goes on in general. It's a good idea so that the battery doesn't burn out in your car, right? So you always have the lights turned off. But the point is, so let's say there's no lights involved, no electricity. Are you allowed to store something in a car? Are you allowed to sleep in a car? Is a kid allowed to sleep in a car? Can you use the trunk of the car if there's no, just a key? And you could store, you have a whole number of storage area. You know, an 18-foot attached Queens house, is that goes a long way to have a whole car to store. You can store whatever you want, mutter or usser. So Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says, it's mutter with toach delas shel mechonit. You know, Adam, open up a door, car door on Shabbos, obviously it says if there's... Yeah, if there's no lights involved, yeah.
If there's no light, what would it be different?
Muktzah, it's muktzah, no?
In one sec, if you, like a hammer, if you prepared, you said, I'm preparing this hammer to use it to crack nuts.
Okay, good. So let's say you didn't specifically designate, but what you're saying is the next line. Why is it mutter? He says, because it's a kli, shemalachto le'isser. A kli shemalachto le'isser, this is a good recap of what we've done in the past few weeks. Kli shemalachto le'isser, you have a kli, which a pen, which the point of the pen is to write, obviously. Are you allowed to move the pen if it's on your couch? Yes. Or if I want to sit on the couch, I'm allowed to move the pen. So am I allowed to open up the door of the car? The door is a kli shemalachto le'isser, says Shmir Shabbos. Open up the door of the car and sit inside. No, listen to this. Mimnei sheshgam, he says in the footnote, mechonis dina kli shemalachto le'isser. This is not an interesting chabura, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. This is a very simple, straightforward kli shemalachto le'isser question. Just like you're allowed to move a pen off your couch to sit on it, so too you're allowed to open up the door of the car is preventing you from sitting on your fancy leather seats. Maybe if you have fancy leather seats, the lights are going to go on. Whatever, you're old, spilled with the spills all over your back seat, but still, it's a quiet place to sit Shabbos afternoon. Maybe you could sit there, the only thing that's blocking it is a kli shemalachto le'isser. Open it with tzarech makumo, makomo tzarech gufo. You're totally fine, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, A-OK to sit in the car because it's tzarech gufo, tzarech makomo.
That you sleep in and...
would be totally fine, 100%. If it's, you need tzarech makomo, tzarech gufo, you need the place. Otherwise, you're out of luck on Shabbos. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein, he says even more, he says better. He says, nira dimleka marasayin, we'll get to that in a second, there's no marasayin issues. Mutter with toach delas mechonit, you're allowed to open it up, uahotzi misham dvarim shetzarech. He says, you're allowed to take out everything you need. And then in parentheses, obviously, if there's going to be no lights going on, fine. V'nirish, why, what's his lumdus? He says a step more makel than the Shmir Shabbos. He says, the etzim ha-mechonis eino mukta. It's not even a kli shemalach to lisser. Why? Because it says it's a kli which is used for davar hetter. Just like you're allowed to use a fork on Shabbos, a spoon on Shabbos. Why? Because the point of a fork is to eat. That's permitted on Shabbos. The point of a car, he says, is to store something. The kashi bechatzero, when it's in your garage, regilin lahashir sham dvarim, you store things there. Kevin shumakum shamer bechatzero. It's a protected area in your garage, or it's locked. Divade harbi in chiosin game. No one here keeps things in your car. Show of hands. No one is anything. Yeah, okay, look at this. You already have half the room raising their hand. They store. So half my kids' toys are in the car. You know, half the, you always keep them in there because that's what you do in a car. You got stuff there, especially
if it's not in the garage.
He doesn't sound like it says it's makom meshomer, even on the front of your.
But
your door's locked. People, Baruch Hashem, don't break into cars too often. I know, I've been living in the neighborhood for 12 years. I've been living in the neighborhood once, only once, and broken in. Blian Hart, poo, right? But Blian Hart, but only once, you know?
Yeah, Lamaisa, they stole some stuff there. I had some valuable items. But Lamaisa, it's only once. So I don't know. It's a pretty mokum mishumer. So according to the Igros Moshe, that would be fine. Harbi in Chiosin Kane. Harbi in Chiosin Kane, you're fine according to Igros Moshe. Yeah. Yeah, or your back porch. Why can I keep anything in my back porch? Or a kli. I've got a swing set in my back porch. So why can I keep it and stuff there? It's not kli shemlach. It's kli shemlach the latter. The point of the swing. Assuming you don't get into any other prashab issues, but assuming you're swinging on the swing, fine. It's totally fine.
Why isn't that with Marasayin?
Oh, we'll get to Marasayin in a second. He says that there's no Marasayin. I'll end with that in a second. But first, we have to have the Divrei Yitziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And Sanz Kloisenberger Rebbe, he says, no. He says, what is your car? I don't know, but my car is not worth so much. His car is worth much. I don't want to raise a hand for that. Chisarum kiss, he says. Chisarum kiss, my friends, you got a problem. Because chisarum kiss, something like computer, we said, or something very expensive, a shchita knife or a miwa knife is the classical example. If your miwa knife is on your couch, probably bad idea for many other reasons if you have kids running around the house. But the point is, you accidentally leave a miwa knife or a shchita knife on your couch. Are you allowed to move the miwa knife to sit on the couch? No, you're not, because it's muksamachmas chisaron kiss. Chisaron kiss is. Okay, wait 1 second. If it's dangerous for your kid, the kid's going to chop his head off. You're obviously allowed to move it, but that's for other reasons.
No, chisaron kiss.
Yeah.
So the knife, I don't want them to ruin.
Right.
The car is made for kids.
Yeah, but it's not made to ruin. No, maybe it's good for you if we ruin it. But it's no. Yeah,
something that you don't want a kid to touch.
Or it's got a makom miyuchad. So a car's got a makom miyuchad. It goes in my garage. I don't park my car, you know, long over. It's got a set place for it. You put it in the garage or on the street in set parking spots. And it's chisaron kiss. It's worth a lot of money. And you know, so therefore, so it's
a separate spot is my safe. So if I park it here,
I hear you. He tines it's chisaron kiss, which is a whole separate show how we gave a few weeks ago how to define a chisaron kiss. He assumes it's chisaron kiss. And he says like this, he says even further, all right, so you're going to try to be annoying with me and argue with me and say, he says, it's not chisaron kiss. He says, even if it's a klishim lachto iser, it doesn't look like it's tzarch makomo tzarch gufo. When you move the pen off your couch, you know why you're allowed to do that? Because what do you do after you move the pen off your couch? You sit in the couch. It's clear that it's klishe malachto. You're moving it with tzarach makom and tzarach gufo. He says, if you sit in the car afterwards, you know what it looks like you're doing? You're driving on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're hanging out in your car. It's not with tzarach gufo and tzarach makom. And he quotes a Meiri that says, tzarach gufo, tzarach makom, you need to have it be nicker. It needs to be clear that it's tzarach gufo, tzarach makom. Therefore, he says, see, this is what he times. He says, it doesn't, no, but still, he says, it's still, no one sits in cars. You ever sit in a car Shabbos afternoon? No. So therefore, he says, and he says, Mashiach, he quotes all the great Gedolim, Shul Olam, he says, he quotes the Divrei Chaim of the Sons, and he says, they never mattered anything on Shabbos, unless it's Mefurish in the poskim. He says, yeah, he probably had a fancy car. He probably also had a fancy car that took care of him, that drove him around. I don't know.
But the,
or some buggy. And the idea is they're not matter anything, he says, unless they saw it Mefurish in the poskim. He says, he never saw it Mefurish in the poskim, he had to go in a car on Shabbos. He says, therefore, it's a problem.
Second,
yeah. You're going to have problems. The Chassidus of blood, yeah.
I want
one more second. All the Sfardim in the room have also problems. The Arlutzion, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, says the same thing. He says, Muksumach Muschisarun Kis. He says, it's not Mutav, it's Arkum Kamu Tzarkufu. He says, how can you open up the door of the car? Yeah.
It's
so I don't know, maybe that's different. That's different. Maybe because, but we're talking about cars. So cars, you got issues. No, he's quoting from the Divrei Chaim, not about cars. He's quoting the Divrei Chaim, and he never mattered anything on Shabbos unless he saw it Mefurish in the poskim. So his sister says, the Divrei Yitziv, how can I be mattered cars? I didn't see cars matter in the poskim. Okay, so you
that's
could. I'm not sure. I can't explain. I can just read what they say. No, that's what they say. Comes along with Sefer Nisiv HaKodesh, and he writes, he says, no. He says, guess what? Listen to this Kula Chiddush. He says, even if you tell me it's Muksumach Maschisarum Kis, you know what? So you're not going to move the seat itself. But let's say you have an item which is muktzamach maschisaron kiss, which doesn't move. You got a fancy safe which doesn't move, or like a fridge or something, or an oven. Let's say, which are you allowed to open up the door of the chisaron kiss? So he brings from Mishnah Berurah and other places, you are allowed to open up the door. You're not allowed to move the item of chisaron kiss, but the door of the chisaron kiss you're allowed to open up. So we suggest maybe if the car is considered chisaron kiss, that's fine, but maybe I'm allowed to open up the door to get things from inside. Maybe not to sit in it, but to get things. things inside and remove things, and that maybe there's a chiddush that would be mutter. That's what this footnote of this Sefer Nesivah Kodesh suggests. That's a big chiddush, but that would be one thing. Now, the next issue, before we get to the final issue in a second, is that what about closing the door? Okay, so your kid leaves their toys, crying all day, leaves his menchies. Now we learned about menchies last week. He leaves all his menchies in the car. What are you going to do? Kid's crying. So Baruch Hashem, you left your lights up in your car. You go to the car, you take out the menchies. Now what do you do with the car door?
It's not going to cause any problems.
Let's see if there's no lights in Bob. You allowed to close it or not? Why not? Because it's not Tzarech Gufo, Tzarech Makomo. Tzarech Makomo, I already got my menchies. But now to close the door? Who says it's mutter? If it's kli shemala, so let's talk it out. According to Igros Moshe, that the kli is a kli machta laheter, a car is completely permitted. Rav Moshe says mafurish. He says v'nira shemutter lizker adalas acharka kamkein. Close the door as well, not a problem. According to the Shmir Shabbos kol chaso though, that it's tzarech gufo tzarech makomo. So fine. So once you got your menches out of the car, how are you allowed to close the door? There's no heter anymore. So you know what they suggest? What's the good etzah?
Kick it.
Put something in the car. Take out the menchies. Put in, I don't know, your knife and forks, your fancy china or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, put it in the car or something you don't need on Shabbos. Now you could close the door. You know why? Because now it's tzarech gufo tzarech makomo, because it's protecting your fancy china, which is in the car now. And that's tzarech, I guess, makomo, because it's...
Or tzarech gufo, really. If you have anything in the car that you
correct. Correct. If you have anything else that doesn't want to be stolen, which is a permitted item, a permitted heter item, so you've got, I don't know, a book in there, a sefer. Oh, everyone has a sefer. It's a Musar Haskel. We should all have a sefer in our car. Yeah, he's the one who's going to tell you. He's going to tattletale you. If you go to him, you don't see any car. Sefer in the car. It's a good move. So you're right. You have a sefer in the car, and you're totally fine. Yeah.
Can you close the
machine? Can
you
close the
door of the
machine? Of the
machine?
Shino. Oh, machine. Shino. Oh, yeah. And I think
you have two people.
I don't know. If it mukhsa, there's no need for it. I don't know if you want to use a shino and something mukhsa, there's no need. I don't know. It's what's the need. If you say it's tzarech gufo tzarech makomo, there's a heter. If there's no tzarech gufo tzarech makomo, it would be a problem. Oh, it comes along the... So that's what they say. So the Yalka Yosef, Rav Avadia, and in the Shmir Shabbos Kuchas, they say you could put something in it, put something in the car, and then you're fine.
What about the
yeah, that's a mux item. I think it has to be something which is usable.
But the whole car is under hot water.
Correct. So I'm not sure. But that's a dover mux itself. Like, well, that's a dover isser. I think I don't know if the vart in tzarech makomo tzarech gufo is that you need something. It's protecting something which is permitted on Shabbos. So I'm not sure. Do you need something in there to protect your safer, to protect your hat? You leave a hat in the car. It's protecting your hat. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. I'm not sure. It's a good point. I just don't know. I don't know. Final issue. Yeah. What about Maharsai? So you shouldn't go around and say, oh, I heard in the shir, great thing, we're all allowed to sleep in our cars on Shabbos. And it's just, you're nut. You don't think you're nuts. It's Maris Sinai. People are going to think, what are you doing going in a car on Shabbos? So it comes along the English motion, his first line, and we read to you. He said, Niradim lecha Maris Sinai. And at the end, he says, well, what's considered Maris Sinai? He says, if you're in a place where people normally open up doors on Shabbos, then it's not a problem. Or he says, if it's in your private garage, where he says, where no one's going to see, he says, it's not like regular Maris Sinai. He says, because it's not a real Isser. So he says, if it's in your private garage, especially if it's like, you know, blocked in, no one could see, then gesundheit, go into your car on Shabbos, no one's going to see, no one's going to know. But if you're parked in the middle of the street, especially my block, if people see you going in and out, you think you're crazy. No one sleeps in the car on Shabbos afternoon. And therefore, he says, it's really a problem of Maris Ayin, and others as well all bring this down. The Shmir Shabbos says, if there's no Maris Ayin. Correct, and that's what Moshe says. It's a little bit different because it's not a real Isser over here. This is like more of like a chashash. It's not a classical Maris Ayin where like they're going to think you're doing an Isser. They're just going to think that, you know, they're not going to be sure what you're doing. He tries to address that. He says, "Mishum she'ein lasser mamish b'zeh." It's not real Isser. It's not really Maris Ayin. So it sounds like halacha l'maisa according to this. To sum up, you really could, if it's privately in your garage, according to most poskim, and no one sees you, and you can open it and close it, assuming there's no electricity involved. According to other poskim, you really have to be worried about, you know, about Maris Ayin issues. And according to some, you have to be worried about closing the door afterwards. You may have run into a problem after. If you have something very that you need on Shabbos and it's in a car and it's in a private place, there's room to be makel. I've never seen anyone do this. Anyone here has seen anyone do this? Open up car doors on Shabbos. Well, it comes well nice if you have a trunk and you have a big trunk. You have something in the trunk and you just have a key to the trunk and there's no light. Can you get it on Shabbos? There's probably room to be makel if it's a private area. Shkoyach.